The San Jose City Council voted unanimously in favor of two measures to protect immigrant communities from President Trump's mass deportation agenda. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan describes the fears residents are dealing with.
We've heard harrowing stories of residents who are fearful that masked men with no identification could come and take them from their home, their place of work, even the grocery store, and that their loved ones would not know what happened to them for quite some time. There are people, many in our community, worried they will not be able to tell the difference between law enforcement and kidnappers, and that is unacceptable.
One of the two measures, an unmasking policy, prohibits all law enforcement from wearing face masks except to prevent transmitting disease or to protect from fire and toxins. It also requires them to wear visible identification. In addition, federal immigration agents must give the San Jose Police Department advanced notice if they conduct operations in the city that require masking. SJPD will be required to inform the city manager when officers respond to incidents involving immigration and customs enforcement agents. The police department will also establish protocols and a specialized unit to investigate incidents where people impersonate law enforcement officers. This follows an ICE agent impersonating a police officer to remove a man from a nonprofit employment center in September. San Jose City Council member Peter Ortiz says federal immigration policies have made things more difficult for people in the city and eroded trust.
Federal immigration actions have generated a deep sense of fear. Fear that prevents residents from reporting crimes, discourages workers from showing up to work, and keeps entire families from accessing the services they rightfully deserve. When ICE and other federal agencies operate without transparency, and when they use local property as staging grounds, that fear multiplies in our communities. It erodes the trust we've worked so hard to build.
Mayor Mahan explains how community trust is essential for the law enforcement process.
When there is a trusted relationship built up between law enforcement officials and the community, the people they serve, you get better outcomes because people feel comfortable reporting crime. They feel confident in sharing evidence, serving as witnesses, and engaging in a process that truly is a collective effort.
Agencies have increased their activities in California. Earlier this month, parents of a U.S. Marine were detained by federal immigration officials, and one of them was later deported after visiting family members at the Camp Pendleton military base. In Los Angeles, a man was shot in the elbow by federal officers who said he rammed his car into law enforcement vehicles while trying to evade arrest. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents began arriving at the Coast Guard base in Alameda Thursday for a possible ramp-up of immigration enforcement, a move that drew several hundred protesters. A truck driver who backed into the base was shot by law enforcement officers and wounded, authorities said Friday. President Trump says he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into San Francisco after speaking to the mayor, but his plans for widespread immigration raids are ongoing. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.